You will hear a woman speaking to a group of people who are planning a village fete. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 5.
Thanks, everyone, for coming out tonight, despite it being so bright and pleasant out. And thank you for offering to help with running our village fete. We're only 3 days away from this year's fete, and hopefully the weather on the big day, Saturday the 19th, will be just as good as today. Currently, the forecast is calling for 22 degrees and plenty of sunshine. Let's hope that holds true. This year's village fete is in aid of repairing the roof in the village hall. We need to raise a total of £4,000 to pay for the roof repairs. That's our overall target. Last year, we sold 400 tickets for adults at £5 each, plus 300 discounted tickets for children, students and pensioners at £2.50 each. That comes to a total of £2,750 from ticket sales alone. Assuming similar figures this year, we'll need to bring in a minimum of £1,250 from the games and food sales to hit our overall target.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 6 to 10.
Once again, we'll hold the village fete in Riverside Park. You've all got a copy of the map of the park. Let's take a moment to explain the key locations for the fete. Entering from the car park, you'll take the path to the left, leading towards the Memorial Gardens. Before you reach the gardens, you'll come to the raffle. This will allow us to sell a lot of raffle tickets. Going on from the raffle, directly across from the Memorial Gardens, is where we'll have the jam tasting. Our local jam makers have agreed to donate 10% of their sales at the fete, so that will help us reach our goal. Moving on from the jam tasting, as you come to the river, you'll find the face painting. We expect every child under the age of 10 to get their faces painted, but this activity is for children only. On the other side of the park, past the pond, we'll set up the band straight right on the edge of the river. Several great local bands have agreed to perform for free, so we'll have great tunes throughout the day. Next to the bandstand, heading back towards the car park, we'll have the drink stand. This will be right next to the kids' games, so we'll be able to sell drinks to those enjoying the music, and any parents and little ones who work up a thirst at the games. Again, all the kids' games are only for children. The exception is the egg and spoon race, which will be repeated at intervals throughout the day, so everyone can compete. The races will take place between the kids' games and the car park. Unfortunately, we've had to discontinue the three-legged race for legal reasons. There were far too many injuries last year. That's why we're letting adults join in the egg and spoon race. It's £2 per person, so we expect that will really help us hit our goal. In terms of the kids' games, there are quite a few. The balloon burst, the chocolate throw, and of course, the always popular ladder game, where players throw bean bags in between the rungs of a ladder laid out on the ground. At last year's fete, the chocolate throw was the best liked and most played of the kids' games, and we expect it to be the same again this year. The kids throw a penny, and it must land and stay on a chocolate bar. If it does, they win the chocolate. It's harder than it sounds. Last year, we charged 50p per throw, and we made £400 from that game alone.